The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The way you walk could turn out to be a signal of what's happening in your brain.
This study was really building on existing data that it pays to be fit.
More after this from Charlie. How fast you walk could be saying something about what's happening in the brain.
Ann and Dave Longworth love to take brisk walks.
We walk 30 minutes a day, at least.
It's part of their daily routine, and they're well aware of its health benefits.
I'll be 65 in May, and I think walking is supposed to be good for your heart. It's good for warding off Alzheimer's.
A new study shows how fast elderly people walk could be related to Alzheimer's disease.
CBS's Kenneth Craig, who reports that researchers have found that some people in their 70s who tend to walk slowly also tend to have the kind of amyloid protein buildup in the brain that's associated with Alzheimer's.
But Dr. Thomas Vishnesky from NYU Langone Medical Center says don't be alarmed if you walk slowly.
There are so many causes of being a slow walker which really have nothing to do with brain function.
And in fact, this study seems to carry more disclaimers than actual findings. The study we're talking about was pretty small. In all, it analyzed 128 people at an average age of 76 who were having memory problems. And researchers are not saying that walking slowly causes Alzheimer's or means you have it. It could be something as simple as the fact that people who walk faster probably have a healthy exercise regimen and generally take better care of themselves. So it sounds like the takeaway here is don't worry, just keep walking.
Ann worries she could develop Alzheimer's because both of her parents had dementia. But so far, she and her husband haven't slowed down.
So you're going to keep it up because of that?
Definitely.
Whatever the research says, a daily walk is not a bad way to hedge your bets. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.